Yeah, I think good. I mean, well, I think it's done now, isn't it? Now the goal is signed, so we look exciting, to be fair. We look like got a good mix of everything. Kind of looks like an in-your-face team with good speed and still got a lot of skill in there. So it promises to be good. Good depth too. So,
Who excites you then?
there's a few guys. I mean, obviously, Wazi coming back right away is an exciting player, and there's a few guys like this Duco, and he looks like quite a character, and someone who'll fit in
That's one
well.
way to describe him, I think.
Yeah, I think he stands out, I think, but I think he's one of those characters that stands out just because of how they are, so I look forward to meeting him.
What about Zach Fitzgerald as well? Bit of a physical presence, isn't he?
Yeah, I played against him, and he's definitely in your face, and he was in my face at times last year, and I think he'll be good here, and I think the fans will really enjoy him too.
We'll just explain, if people hear a baby in the background, you've brought the family with you today, enjoying the off-season together.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, it's a long season once we get going, and yeah,
she's got a future in radio, she wants to get involved.
I know, yeah, she wants to be involved in everything, but this is me in the summer basically with the kids and the family, so it's all good.
Do you enjoy the off-season then? Do you enjoy the relaxed part of it that you can I guess just sit back and relax with the family then?
Yeah, I mean, like I say, you have to. You get so beat up and so kind of involved in the season that you don't really have, you have a lot of time with the kids, but you don't really have that quality time because you're either resting or trying to get some rest and heal and then get focused for the next game. So you're always kind of on edge a little bit, but you know, it's good to enjoy the summer, but I mean, the season will be unreal anyway. So
how much training have you been doing then in the summer so far? How much do you have to keep going?
I usually take about 2 months off the ice. This year I took probably a month off doing anything. Kind of body was kind of beat up after last year with a couple injuries, and took a month off doing nothing, but then every day in the gym, and I'm on the ice tonight and then probably once, twice a week until we go back now.
Yeah, you had a knee injury, didn't you? How's it coming on?
It's perfect now. I probably came back a little too early last year because when I hurt my knee, I hurt my ankle at the same time. So even when my knee healed, I still had an ankle issue all year. But, you know, it's no excuses. It is what it is. Everyone plays with injuries all year, but everything's fine now. I feel great in the gym, so I'm looking forward to getting back at it, really.
They tend to knock on, don't they? They go down your leg, don't they, when you do an ankle injury. It's a knee injury. It can become a hip injury as well.
Yeah,
they tend to go down.
Just you kind of carry one thing awkward to labour the other, and you end up with more injuries. But, you know, that's hockey, and I've been quite fortunate in my career not to have too many injuries, so it's going to happen one day.
Just in terms of the squad as well, just going back to that, do you think it's got a bit more edge this year? Do you think the squad's looking like it's an all-round squad a little bit more?
I think so, yeah. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, we've got a lot of depth, and I think through all three, maybe potentially four lines, could probably have anyone on the ice at any time, and, you know, it's exciting times. I mean, he has signed a good team, and the fans should be excited about it.
There's been some talk as well, hasn't there, about Mark Thomas maybe coming back in terms of for the Champions Hockey League. Do you think that's a better way to do it than, say, what Nottingham did, signing new players just for the Champions Hockey?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I know he was mentioned and Hilly was mentioned in coming for the Champions League. So if they do, then it'd be awesome for them and good for us. It gives us even more depth against the teams that, you know, full time right now as we speak and have, you know, potentially five lines with guys sitting out and stuff. So we definitely need everyone we can get, and if it's Tomo and Phil, then good. You know, they know the team and they fit in well.
Yeah, I guess in some ways it's about, when you're going on these trips away as well, it's about being able to have a settled group, not just on the ice but off the ice, so if you know them already, that'll help, won't it?
Yeah, definitely, especially there's so many new faces coming in, but these trips are great for team building anyway. So, you know, once the Champions League's all said and done, we'll be a pretty tight-knit group.
When Paul came in last week, Paul Thompson, the head coach, came in last week, he was talking about the fact that the sides you're going to play in the Champions Hockey League, like you say, they're already going, they're already full-time. How big of a challenge is that then?
It's huge. I mean, I know not too many people expect us to do anything in it. For us as individuals and as a team, is we don't want to get shown up. So every guy that's signed for this team will be working as hard as they can right now anyway. You know, not necessarily as a team, but individually, everyone will be in top shape, ready to go. So, you know, who knows how good they are until you get there, really. So, and, you know, we're not going there with the intention of losing a game. So we'll see what plays out.
You kind of have to go in there without that fear then, without knowing what you're going to come up against. You know it's going to be tough. You know they're going to be a good side, but you don't want to scare yourself, I suppose, in some ways, do you?
No, I mean, we'll go in there as underdogs and we'll see what happens. But, you know, they're going to be unreal. There's no doubt about it. The budgets and everything, you can read all about it. But like I say, until we get there, you know, we got to just put our best effort in and see what happens.
Trying to get involved on the microphones now as well.
We're climbing all over the place.
Definitely a future in radio. In terms of you as well, you're back skating as well, and like you said, the injury as well, in terms of how that's going. But in Paul Thompson, you've worked with him before, haven't you, for Team GB. What do you think he's brought to the team? What do you think he's brought to the club since he just arrived?
Yeah, I mean, when they signed Paul Thompson, I was excited myself. I've always had a good relationship with Paul, and you know, he's an intense character, and as I said to you earlier, he's honest. And I think as a player, that's all you want, is someone to be honest with you. And then technically, he should get the best out of you. That's worked the best for me in the past, and when I've worked with him in the past, he's been great. But yeah, I mean, with Team GB, it's different. You only have a few weeks together, but I'm definitely excited to work with him for a full season. There was opportunities to go and play with him in Coventry when he was there, but I was never leaving Sheffield. So
there's talks as well, there's been obviously lots of talks about what this season could hold in terms of in the league domestically. What do you think the squad's capable of domestically this term?
Well, you know, and I've not seen half the players, so it's hard to tell, and I don't know who other teams have got so far. I've not really been keeping a close eye on anyone else, but all you can do is, you know, put your faith in Tomo and the players that he's signed, and move forward like that and see where we stand at the end.
But do you do that then? Do you switch off from the other clubs? Or are you someone that likes to look at everything? It sounds like you kind of just go, we'll focus on ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, I used to look at everything. I mean, you see it anyway on Twitter, but whether you want to look into it or not, it's up to you. But to be honest, I don't have the time to look at it all with the two kids running around. But I mean, I'll see what they're all about when I get to play against them. So yeah, all you can do is really worry about yourself.
What about for you personally this season? Because the injury last season disrupted you, obviously. Mm-hmm. For this season, it's about getting a full campaign under your belt. Is that what the main aim is?
Yeah, of course. I mean, no one ever wants to be injured. And like I say, I've never actually had an injury to that extent during a season. So, you know, it set me back and it hurt me, like, personally. But it's kind of made me hungry to get back and look forward more to this season even, and you know, just prove, because there's been a couple of things where people say, oh, you know, the injury kind of is putting back, but there's no doubt in my mind I'm the same player that I was before the injury and years previous, so I'll come back in the best shape I can and prove that.
And this will be your 11th season as well, won't it? You'll be heading towards being the longest serving player. How much does that mean to you?
Yeah, it's huge. I think it's probably something that when it's all said and done, you look at as far as milestones and stuff. But it's definitely it's an honour. I mean, as Ron Tudor's, you know, he's a legend in Sheffield, and you know, all being well, if I take that over, it's great. But my focus is definitely on just having a good season and
a testimonial as well on the way.
Yeah, that's big. I've already started getting some merchandise and stuff out and just kind of organising. It's tough.
What sort of things are coming up then? What have you got involved with the testimonial?
I'm gonna have all sorts of things. There'll be events for kids and adults, you know, quiz nights and obviously the actual game. I'll have probably golf nights and golf days and stuff like this. So all things where fans and players alike can get involved and hopefully bring back some familiar faces for the game, and hopefully the fans will enjoy it.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much have you been trying to tap up some of the old boys?
Yeah, I'm already in talks with them, but I mean, the fixtures meeting was yesterday, so obviously until the fixtures are out, we can't place the game where it's going to be, and so it's tough to get anyone nailed down. But I've definitely got some characters in mind that I want to have back that I think the fans would appreciate seeing.
And it all starts again with pre-season games, doesn't it? Brayhead, you've got a couple of fixtures against them as well. How important are these pre-season fixtures to get you up and running, especially as we've mentioned with the Champions Hockey League as well coming up?
Yeah, I mean, for both of us, we're both in the Champions League, so we both want to get give ourselves the best preparation that we can. And, you know, that you'd probably like to say to come out of it with no injuries and just be game ready, but they're obviously going to be rivals for us this year, so we're going to both want to win games, and I'm sure they'll get pretty heated in those two back-to-back games.
What do you make to the state of hockey over here at the minute? Because it was announced this week that, Hull have gone into administration and liquidation even. Yeah. So they've got financial difficulties. What do you make to the state of it, having played in the sport for so long over here? How do you view it?
I think, I mean, last year I would say is probably the best I've seen the on-ice product in the 13 whatever it is years that I've been in the league.
She agrees with you.
She likes it, yeah. But yeah, so the on-ice is definitely took massive strides, and the off-ice too. Like, there was 10 teams in the league for however long, and you know, it's unfortunate what's happened with Hull, but fortunately Manchester have been able to step in and keep that 10 team format. And I think hockey's in a great position here, and the crowds in Sheffield have improved again, and hopefully they'll improve again next season. But I think it's in a good spot right now, and like I say, the league's as competitive as it's ever been, and that only shows good for how the league's doing.
Plans for you now then, between now and the start of the season, keeping this one busy?
Yeah, that one keeping me busy really, but just get in the best shape I can, come back ready and hungry, and see what happens really, and enjoy it.